In the heart of McAllen's busy code enforcement team, there's a hidden gem.
My name is Jose Castillo, code enforcement officer with the City of McAllen.
AKA?
Well, stage name is Phoenix Antonio. Title would be, actor, writer, directed a few little things here or there, all around theatrical entertainer, I guess, if you want to just throw it under one big rug.
By day, Jose is a meticulous code enforcement officer with the City of McAllen, ensuring that the community stays clean and healthy. However, as the sun sets, Jose transforms into Phoenix Antonio, an actor whose roots trace back to the vibrant city of Chicago.
Had tried to go out to Los Angeles and, Las Vegas and different places like that, but nothing really ever stuck. So, I always kind of had a little bit more success as far as that goes down here in Texas. So.
His journey into the world of acting began at a young age in the halls of a high school theater course, where the allure of the stage captured his spirit.
The number of productions that I've been in, it would be a little bit hard to count at this point. I know one of the very first productions that I was in was actually Aesop's Fables, which was in high school, and I played the Lazy Grasshopper. And I added my own little flair. I played him as like a lazy surfer, grasshopper person.
Fast forward to the present, Phoenix Antonio, or Tony for short, isn't just a stage name. It's a persona that breathes life into a creative soul within Jose.
Phoenix is kind of like a little personal philosophy that I've always kind of attached myself to. We all go through a fire in our lives and then we come out completely changed on the other end. And starting acting, I thought, well, all these actors that they change their names and things like that, well, I can do that too. I figured it was a name that kind of could blend in anywhere. Plus I could play any kind of, denomination or race or things of that nature. Italian, Middle Eastern, whatever I would need to play, and the name is a little ambiguous enough where I could do that.
Jose's artistic expertise extends beyond the spotlight. Having spent 14 dedicated years with the City of McAllen, part of which involved contributing to the Parks and Rec Department, he became an integral part of events that define the city's cultural landscape.
When I worked over at Parks and Rec, I worked a lot in the aquatics department. So I was a lifeguard, lifeguard trainer, lifeguard manager, and a coordinator. I also helped out a lot from the beginning with the holiday parade. My supervisor at that time found that I had some artistic skills, and they needed, in those early years, they needed painters and all kinds of things. So I helped out with a lot of the float painting and building around that time. So during that time, I really did kind of, gravitate to where they needed me. So they'd have me come in here. I even sat in at certain community centers from time to time to kind of, stand over for different directors that might have been out, just kind of filling in for a night or two, or what have you. So I kind of did a little bit of everything at that point.
From the intricate details of float painting for the McAllen Holiday Parade to crafting immersive experiences like the haunted pool and trails for the Halloween parties, this jack-of-all-trades artistic touch brought these events' special moments to life.
I remember once we did a haunted pool, and I had this idea to do mermaid gators, because it would be kind of hard to do a mermaid, but I could make them look kind of like alligators. And there's a pool, the slide at Municipal, and a little boat comes around, and there were these two little girls, and they were riding with their mothers, and they were scared from everything else. And then they get around, and there's this obvious mermaid looking thing sitting with their back to them on the slide, and they're like, oh my gosh, it's a mermaid. And they're all happy, and they're actually taking the paddle boat closer. And then I had the performer turn around, and she had a fake bone that we had covered in blood, and she's all made up to look, nasty and stuff. And then I had these other two mermaid gators in the water swimming like gators towards the thing, and the little girls were screaming and crying. And I know it sounds awful, but it was cool to get that reaction, to really, see the interaction and that they were believing what was happening. Even the parents were freaking out, you know. So a lot of being able to do a lot of that kind of stuff with the city has been really, really cool.
But his acting skills currently still helps him along the way.
Somebody is very, very upset with you. You have to be able to not respond to that so that way you can help them as effectively as possible. So you kind of have to put on that face and, you know, really dial it down. Being an actor, you get a little bit more of that experience.
The City of McAllen's Office of Communications found not only an officer, but a great performer with a flair for the dramatic. Whether it's slipping into the iconic green fur as the Grinch, promoting a holiday DWI campaign, or adding a touch of theatrical charm to commercials promoting the McAllen Cable Network's 10 Questions with Leah.
You could tell that he enjoyed it and he took it very serious, although it was something for just for our own, you know, purposes, you know, educating the community. But you could tell that he is someone that had a passion for that and was kind of sharing, you know, his recommendations as, you know, do this. Yeah, it was kind of cool.
Tony's presence is felt resonating with the community on and off camera.
It's been very, very gratifying in the sense that you can actually, you know, drive, like my job is driving around and responding to different complaints or concerns, and actually being able to see, like, hey, you know, I got that corner fixed, or I cleaned up this alley, or I did this and I did that. So it's really nice to actually see that change happen, and then to see it, you know, be clean and beautiful the way that McAllen should be. And so it's been very, very gratifying as far as, you know, my job and duties here.
Through the years, Tony has not merely upheld codes, he's painted narratives on floats, built bridges of connection through theater, and left an undeniable mark on the cultural canvas of McAllen.
I never known that he did acting until he was asked to assist in some of the projects that were being done within the city, and it's like a completely different alter ego. It is not the kind of Tony that we see in-house. He's very quiet, keeps to himself, does his job, comes in, reports, and he's gone for the day. But when he does the creative part of doing role-playing, it's like a totally different person.
Jose Castillo, the code enforcement officer by day, transforms into Phoenix Antonio, the city's own actor, by night. A tale of passion, dedication, and the vibrant spirit that defines McAllen's own.
For me, it's just to have fun. Just therapy for myself, therapy for other people that come and watch a performance, because, you know, then it might, my performance might speak to them in some way and help them or what have you. So short term, it's just a self-gratification in the sense of just having fun.
For the City of McAllen, Leah Illades.